Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak HaMakana. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three daves are going to focus on number one. The Gemara relates when Yaakov's burial possession reached Maas Machpelah, Esav attempted to stop them, saying, Mamre, Kiryas HaArba Yi Chevron, Mamre, in the city of four, which is Chevron. The Gemara explains that Maas Machpelah could only accommodate four couples, three of which were already buried there. Since Yaakov had buried Leah there, Esav maintained that the final plot was his. A dispute arose if it had been sold to Yaakov, and Naphtali, who was as swift as a hind, was sent to fetch the document of sale from its rhyme. In the interim, Hushim, the son of Dan, who was hard of hearing, inquired as to the cause of the delay. When he was told, he reacted, Ba'ad asi Naphtali ma'ar dem Yisraim, yehe avi abba mutu b'vizayon, and until Naphtali comes from its rhyme, my grandfather will be lying in disgrace. He grabbed a staff and struck Esav, killing him. The Gemara concludes, Bo Shushan Iskaima Nivuasa Shel Rivka. At that time, the prophecy of Rivka was fulfilled, who said, Lama Eshkol Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Why should I be bereaved of both of you on the same day? Ba'afal Gav Demisasim Lo B'Yom Echad Havai. Even though their deaths were not on the same day, Kvurasim Miha B'Yom Echad Havai. Their burials at least were on the same day. Point number two is taught in a brisa. Bo urei kama chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kulan nisasku bebiza v'hu nisasek bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe was occupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin. Moshe inquired of Serach, who the daughter of Asher, as to its location, and she told him that Yosef was buried in a metal coffin set in the Nile to bring blessing to its waters. Moshe went to the riverbank and said, Yosef, Yosef, igia esh nishba kosh baruch hu sha'ani gola eschem. Yosef, Yosef, the time has come about which Kosh Baruch Hu swore, I will redeem you. V'yagia ashmu shehishpata es Yisrael, and the moment to fulfill the oath that you adjured, Bnei Yisrael, has arrived. Ima tamara atzmecha mutav, if you show yourself, it's good, and we'll take you. Im lav harini munakim shuascha, but if you do not, we are exempted from your oath. Immediately, his coffin rose to the surface. Alternatively, Rabbi Nassim says that Yosef was buried in the royal crypt, and after Moshe made the above declaration, Yosef's coffin shook, so Moshe was able to identify and take it. And point number three, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains his meaning. Hayom ma'u yom ha'yushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches, Shekadosh Baruch Hu mashim shnosem shel tzedikim yom v'yom u'machodesh l'chodesh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the tzedikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, es mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I will fill. Moshe Rabbeinu continued, I'm no longer able to go out and come in. Now the Gemara asks that this cannot mean he lacked the physical strength to come and go, for Moshe Rabbeinu is described at the time of his death, his freshness had not diminished. Moreover, a pasuk alludes to Moshe climbing 12 steps of Har Nevo in a single step, indicating he retained his full strength. Therefore, Rabbi Yonasan explains he meant he was unable, let's say, to lavo b'divrei Torah, to go out and come in divrei Torah. Melamed shenistakmi mimenu shari chochma, teaching that the gates of wisdom were closed to him then. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that when Yaakov's burial procession reached Maas Machpelah, Esav attempted to stop them, saying, Mamre, kiryas ha'arba hi Chevron, Mamre, in the city of four, which is Chevron. The Gemara explains that Maas Machpelah could only accommodate four couples, three of which were already buried there. Since Yaakov had buried Leah there, Esav maintained that the final plot was his. A dispute arose if it had been sold to Yaakov, and Naphtali, who was as swift as a hind, was sent to fetch the document of sale from its rhyme. In the interim, Hushim, the son of Dan, who was hard of hearing, inquired as to the cause of the delay. When he was told, he reacted, Ba'ad da'asi Naphtali ma'ar dem Yisraim, yehe avi abba mutu b'vizayon, and until Naphtali comes from its rhyme, my grandfather will be lying in disgrace. He grabbed a staff and struck Esav, killing him. The Gemara concludes, Bo Shushan Iskaima Nivuasa Shel Rivka. At that time, the prophecy of Rivka was fulfilled, who said, Lama Eshkol Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Why should I be bereaved of both of you on the same day? Ba'afal Gav Demisasim Lo B'Yom Echad Havai. Even though their deaths were not on the same day, Kvurasim Miha B'Yom Echad Havai. Their burials at least were on the same day. Point number two is taught in a brisa. Bo urei kama chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kulan nisasku bebiza v'hu nisasek bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe was occupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin. Moshe inquired of Serach, who the daughter of Asher, as to its location, and she told him that Yosef was buried in a metal coffin set in the Nile to bring blessing to its waters. Moshe went to the riverbank and said, Yosef, Yosef, igia esh nishba kosh baruch hu sha'ani gola eschem. Yosef, Yosef, the time has come about which Kosh Baruch Hu swore, I will redeem you. And the moment to fulfill the oath that you adjured, B'nai Israel, has arrived. If you show yourself, it's good, and we'll take you. But if you do not, we are exempted from your oath. Immediately, his coffin rose to the surface. Alternatively, Rabbi Nassim says that Yosef was buried in the royal crypt, and after Moshe made the above declaration, Yosef's coffin shook, so Moshe was able to identify and take it. And point number three, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains his meaning. Hayom mo yom ha'yushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches Shekadosh Baruch Hu mashim shnosem shel tzedikim yom v'yom u'machodesh l'chodesh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the tzedikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, es mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I will fill. Moshe Rabbeinu continued, I'm no longer able to go out and come in. Now the Gemara asks that this cannot mean he lacked the physical strength to come and go. For Moshe Rabbeinu is described at the time of his death, his freshness had not diminished. Moreover, a pasuk alludes to Moshe climbing 12 steps of Har Nevo in a single step, indicating he retained his full strength. Therefore, Rabbi Yonasan explains he meant he was unable, let's say, to lavo b'divrei Torah, to go out and come in divrei Torah, teaching that the gates of wisdom were closed to him then. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a bar mitzvah boy. A bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask over Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120 and who died on the day he was born. Once again, it's emotion. The bar mitzvah boy, bar mitzvah boy. That must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Esav tried to prevent Yaakov's burial, and Maris Machpel and how Hushim ben Dan took offense with the delay and killed him. So, the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa Bo Rei Kama Chavivas Mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kuon nisasku bebizav unisasak bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe Rabbeinu was preoccupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion ended up floating up to the surface of the Nile. So the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120, who died on the day he was born, which reminds us, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains his meaning, Hayom ma'u yama ushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the tzaddikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, Es mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I will fill. So once again, the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Asa's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120 and who died on the day he was born. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Tess. So the Simmer Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot. That must be more on Daf Tess. The jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Sota nasne eneha b'misha ein ruila. The sota set her eyes on one unfit for her, masha biksha lo nitunla. What she sought was not given to her, meaning she becomes prohibited to her adulterer even after leaving her husband. Masha miyata natulu mimena. And what was in her hand, they took from her, meaning death through the waters, or becoming prohibited to her husband through confessing. Shekola nosen eina b'masha eino shalo, because anyone who sets his eyes on what is not his, masha mevakash ein nosen lo, what he seeks is not given to him, masha biyado notun hemenu, and what is in his hand, they take from him. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shetel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited, which reminds us, the next mission teaches more examples of mida keneged mida. Shimshon halach achar einav, Shimshon followed his eyes, lefikach nikru plishim es einav, therefore the plishim gouged out his eyes, and because Avshalom was conceited about his hair, he was hung by his hair. So the jealous little old lady who had her eyes on her neighbor's red teapot ended up dropping her antique blue teapot, which smashed into pieces, and then got her fancy gray shadel stuck in a tree because she was so conceited that she could afford to go to the shadel macher called Delila, which reminds us, Rabbi said, Imalin Nikra Shma Delila, even if her name had not been Delila, Rui Haisa Shetikra Delila, it would have been fitting for her to be called Delila from the word weakened. Dildalez Kocho, she weakened Shimshon's strength. Dildalez Libo, she weakened his heart. Dildalez Masav, and she weakened his actions. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. When five exceptional members of the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, chamisha nivru me'ein dugma shamala, five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, v'kunu laku behen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, Shaul with his neck, which is exceptional in his being taller than the others, Avshalom with his exceptional hair, Sitkio in his eyes, and Asa in his legs. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an Eshel tree, who gave them food and drink, and told them to bless Hashem, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Avram, Yital Eshel be'Be'er Sheva, and he planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva, and Reish Lakish explains that he teaches and made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, Eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a Machokas if it means an orchard or an inn, because Rashi explains that Eshel stands for Achila Shtia Velina, eating, drinking, and escorting, and it was also taught that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, was it my food you ate? No, you ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu b'shavchu barchu misha amar v'hayo olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless he who spoke, and the world came into being. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an Eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim with his confession, which reminds us, Yehudu publicly sanctified Shem Shemaim with his confession, merit to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem, meaning his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. And when he confessed, the Baskal went forth and said, you saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire? By your life, I'll save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Yadav, so the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night, that must be on Daf Yadav, stars. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors, which reminds us that we have two of them shatim in the pasuk v'yakim el chadash, a new king arose, and we learn what happened to Paro's three advisors, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, which reminds us a brick mold was brought and hung on Paro's neck so no one could say that they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working. The enslavement is described as beparech. Rabbi Lezer explains this means beperach, with a soft mouth, persuading them with words and pay. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said befricha, with crushing labor. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, but was distracted by the sound coming from two midwives where one would coo while the other straightened the child's limbs, which reminds us of Malchus, who the Mialdot, the midwives were, and explains why they were called Shifra and Pua. Daf Yud Beis, so the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 red-haired brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more in Daf Yud Beis. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, which reminds us about Amram's divorce and then remarrying Yocheved based on Miriam's advice, because she said that his decree was harsher than Paro's. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Basri retrieving Moshe from the Nile, and the Malchokas of the Pasuk states, V'tishlach es amasa v'tikachea, she sent out her ama to take the basket, refers to one of her maidservants, meaning Gabriel left one alive because it's inappropriate for a princess to stand alone, or ama refers to her arm, meaning that her arm extended greatly to reach him. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out a very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay, which reminds us that they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he didn't nurse on them. Because Baruch Hu said, Pesha Asilu Dabri Meshchina, Yinef Davar Tameh, should the mouth, which is destined to speak with the Shechina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, meaning food that was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse? Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, Heilichi, as the Yelad Hazet, take this child and nurse him for me. And not only did Yocheved nurse Moshe, but she was paid to do so. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that five people were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, but kulan lakaban, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority? That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number 2. Which of the one, what happened when Esav tried to delay Yaakov's burial in Maros HaMachpelah? That's on Dav. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which Dav do we have in Machos regarding who the Miyalda were and the meaning of their names? That's on Dav. Yudav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one the Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120 years and he died on the day he was born? That's on Dav. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which of the one Yocheved was brought to nurse Moshe and she was paid for it? That's on Dav. Yud Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the one about Delilah's name and how she knew when Shimshon was telling the truth? That's on Dav. Task. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a machokes regarding the meaning of Vayakim El Chadash and what happened to Paro's three advisors? That's on Dav. Yudav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have the Moshe Rabbeinu involved himself in the mitzvah to find Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion was placed in the Nile? That's on Dav. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have examples of Mida Keneged Mida, such as Avsham was conceited about his hair and therefore he was hung by his hair? That's on Dav. Test. Good. And number 10, which of the one they brought a brick mold and hung it on Paro's neck so no one could say they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working? That's on Dav. Yadav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthum Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.